Hello, I'm Kieran Foster. I'm a British Trust for Ornithology bird ringer, and as part of the Merseyside ringing group, we ring at Wolston Eyes Nature Reserve near Warrington. We've been ringing at the reserve since 1980, and up until now we've done about 110,000 birds, new birds ringed. The purpose of the scheme initially was to learn about bird migration and where birds move to and from. Now it's much more about the productivity. What is it that's driving the birds forward? Are the birds declining because of particular reasons? Most of the birds that we catch here for ringing are caught in mist nets. They're basically large nets stretched between poles, which catch the birds harmlessly as they move through the habitat. We occasionally catch other species in small traps, for instance, moorhens and coot and duck. And once the birds have been caught, we take them back to our base where each bird is given a uniquely numbered ring, which stays with it for the rest of its life. The bird then carries that. It's very, very light. It's equivalent to us wearing a wristwatch. And the birds carry that around with the rest of life. And if they're caught somewhere else or found somewhere else, recovered, maybe hitting a window, for instance, we can find out about where those birds have gone to and where they've come from. Occasionally, we get birds that have been ringed by other people in different parts of the country or even abroad. Several years ago, over a period of about a week and a half, we caught three reed warblers, which are a common warbler here, one which had a Spanish ring, one with a Dutch ring, and one with a French ring. We had a kingfisher, which was reared at Wolston, this year recovered in Holland, which is only the ninth recovery of a kingfisher abroad, and the fifth to be recovered by another ringer abroad. In order to become a ringer, you need to undergo a period of training. This can take anything from 2 to 3 years, depending on your starting ability and how often you can get out. It's one of those skills that you can't really learn from a book. You need to learn on the job, under the tutelage, really, of a trainer. There are two trainers on this part of the reserve and another trainer on another part of the reserve. And over the years, we've trained numerous ringers to carry on where we leave off in many years' time, hopefully. The British Trust for Ornithology is a registered charity based in Norfolk. They've run the ringing scheme for a considerable time. The ringing scheme has been around for just over 100 years, and the ringers, about 2,000 ringers nationally, ring around 1 million birds a year for the purposes of research to understand more about the birds. The British Trust for Ornithology run quite a few different schemes, the BBS surveys and various other schemes, to try and learn more about birds and bird conservation so we can conserve birds for the future.